It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Seth Marsing. He is the Carbon County Clerk Auditor. And we've got some dates and deadlines that are coming up as far as the election in November. I know, November of 2024 is concerned. And we thought we'd bring Seth in and talk about those and make sure that you're hitting all your deadlines that you need to. So we'll go through all of that. Seth, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Appreciate it.
So let's get into the main focus, really, of this interview, and that is to let everybody know that there's a deadline coming up to file for party affiliation, isn't it? So let's talk about what that really means and when the deadline is.
Great. Yeah. There's an affiliation deadline for the whole state for January 9th. So after that date, you can't change from one political party to another. And it's all obviously important for you to know what your affiliation is and be affiliated so that you can participate in the caucus system and in the election, primary elections.
And this really, we discussed it, this is mostly for the Republican Party because the Democrats, I don't know, could you say that it's like an open primary? Is that?
Yeah, that's correct.
The definition
of
it?
Yeah, the Democratic Party's having an open primary, which means that essentially anyone could participate or vote in that election. The Republican Party generally has a closed election where you have to be registered Republican to participate.
And once again, that is the deadline to file for that party affiliation is coming up, and it's going to be January 9th. There's a couple of different places that you can go and do that, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on because there's a lot that's hooked into that website as well, or even if you were to come to the office. So then let's talk about some of the dates for the primaries and the election this year coming up in 2024. And the first one is going to be just the Democratic presidential primary. And when's that going to be?
The date for that is March 5th.
And what, so that's going to be just for to decide who's going to be on the ballot as a Democrat for the president of the United States, correct?
Right, yeah, and it's Utah's presidential primary election. Yeah, it's to determine who they want as their candidate. Yeah.
Okay, and that'll be once again on the 5th of March. And then on the 25th of June, there's going to be like a general primary, and that's going to be for everything, I would assume, except for the Democratic presidential nominee.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's for all of our local and state races. The general primary is that June 25th.
Okay, and then, of course, the big one comes up on November 5th, and that is the big general election. And if people are interested in, you know, making sure their party affiliation is correct, they can come into your office, or they can do it at home as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can come into our office, give us a call. You can also go to vote.utah.gov to check your party affiliation or to change it.
And you can change that there as well. So there's a lot that, you know, is coming up, but as long as you hit your deadlines and everything, you should be fine. The other thing is you said that the Carbon County website, if they go to your, to the clerk auditor's page, all this information is there as well.
Correct. Yeah, and we have it on Facebook as well. But
so all the information's going to be out there. You just got to know where to find it. And if anything else, you can always call down to the office, and they can kind of guide you. What's the number down there, Seth?
It's 435-636-3224.
Okay, so just a quick overview. Once again, you've got that party affiliation deadline that's coming up, and it's not that far away. It's January 9th, and that is in order for you as a registered Republican to vote in the Republican primary.
Yeah, it's not. They're not having a primary. They're having their caucus system.
Right.
Yeah, to participate in their caucus system. Yeah, and to make your voice heard, you definitely have to be registered.
You have to be registered. Once again, that's on January 9th. Then the March 5th is the Democratic, just the presidential primary. The general primary is going to be June 25th, and then of course the general election November 5th. And hopefully November 6th or 7th, we'll know who the next president of the United States is, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
with everything, hopefully, in good standing and all that. And we had mentioned, and I don't know if we want to talk about it, just to kind of put some people's, I know there was a big question, a big, you know, dust up over mail-in ballots and things, and you guys have changed vendors. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, the previous vendor that we used for several years, and We've changed because of the issue that we had, and we now use K&H, and they're fantastic. Several counties in the state use them, and we used them this previous year, and they were great.
All right, so we've got all that coming. Get ready, because it's about to get crazy. It's election season. Seth, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.